Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. Hello, midlife moms. This week on the podcast, I decided to focus on a topic called the self-critic that shows up in motherhood. And I decided to do this as I was thinking about my podcast from last week, which was on self-compassion and the need for it. And I thought about some specific ways that we need to implement self-compassion, and then that's kind of how this topic evolved. When we become moms, we don't know how to do it. And it makes sense because we've never done it before. Now, maybe some of us had younger siblings that we helped with, or maybe we did a lot of babysitting, and so we got a lot of experience with working with kids. But when you become a mom, this is the first time you've become a mom. And as we do so, we might have ideas on how we maybe want to discipline our children, maybe activities or adventures we want to take them on. We may have ideas on how we want to guide and teach them. But in the end, it's all a big experiment when we have children of our own because they each have individualized personalities and needs. As we're figuring it out, we learn that there are some things that work really well and other things that don't work well. There's things that we do that we're happy with how we did them, and there's also things we do that we're definitely not happy about how we handle things or how we did them. The question is, how do you treat yourself, or how do we treat ourselves when things don't go as well as we would like and we feel like we're falling short? What I have seen in my experience when working with women and from my own experience is that we can be really hard on ourselves. When we mess up or we don't like how we show up, there's a self-critic part that sometimes shows up, or a self-critical voice that will come in. And it might say things like, you're not a good mom. Your kids deserve better. Why do you always do that? When are you going to figure this out? What's wrong with you? And on it can go with that self-critical voice. Now, I recognize that there may be adjustments that we needed to make when raising our kids, or even now, how we're handling things with our kids, because we are human and we're not going to do it perfectly, ever. Maybe there's times that we need support in areas that we're continually repeating things or doing things we don't like to do. I am obviously going to be a very big proponent of self-improvement and getting help when there's things that we just are getting stuck in or falling short or we just know we need help with. But what I'm concerned with is when we're making changes and improving and we're showing up better in the way we want to be showing up, but then that self-critical voice keeps coming up and reminding us all that we've done wrong in the past. Question is, what do we do with that self-critical part when it does show up? First of all, we get to notice it. We don't want to judge it. It's already kind of this voice of judgment, and then we don't want to judge it on top of that. Of like, why are you thinking that? You shouldn't be thinking that, you're not doing things right. So anyway, you're just layering judgment upon judgment. So it's helpful just to be curious about that voice when it shows up and try to understand it. Sometimes when this voice shows up, what I have noticed in working with clients is that sometimes it can be a way of protecting us. For example, this voice or this part of us, this self-critical part, may believe that if we are hard on ourselves and we remind ourselves of all the awful things we've done in the past or the things we didn't do right, then we keep ourselves from doing what it was again. So basically, if we can be hard on ourselves, then maybe we won't do it again. So it's a way of protecting ourselves from feeling terrible from the past mistakes. Now, this isn't so helpful as it just brings back a lot of past thoughts and feelings that really aren't serving us. The next step after noticing this critical part of ourselves or this critical voice that shows up is to move to self-compassion. And again, if you want more information on self-compassion, you could go back and listen to my episode 57 from last week. So as soon as we notice the self-critical part of us that's showing up, we can move to self-compassion for that part of us that maybe it's trying to protect us. I feel like there are many examples I could use to illustrate this point in my journey of motherhood as the self-critic part of me showed up a lot. I didn't know this work, though, when I was raising my children. And I would allow for this critical voice or this critical part to show up, and I allowed it to just beat myself up over and over and over again. Now I understand it better. And when it shows up, I understand what is showing up. And I have better resources and skills to know how to deal with it. I'll go ahead and share an example from my life of this self-critical voice that would show up. So throughout the years of raising my children, there were different times that I had, I guess you could say, issues related to money. I had a very scarce mindset about money. I had a belief there was never enough. I worried about it a lot. And that was the way that I would talk. Now, I understand now better where this comes from. It comes from experiences I had growing up. And I know how that mindset was formed. And so I can have more compassion for that now. But at the time with my kids growing up, this came up a lot. And then later on, I would think back about it and like, oh, you're totally messing up your kids with the way that they think about money. And you're going to make them have a scarcity mindset because of the way you talked about money and there wasn't enough or we couldn't afford this or just the general language that I would use around money. So I would think about this again and again and again. So anytime something came up for money, I would first judge myself that I had this scarcity mindset. And then I would judge myself for placing that mindset, so to speak, on my children. And that my husband also had to deal with it. Now, I don't know the long-term effects that this has had. Maybe that it's impacted some of them. But what I have to remember now that I understand better about this self-critical voice and also the voice of compassion is how important it is for me to bring in that voice of compassion. If the self-critical voice shows up, I can notice it. I'm like, oh, there's that critical voice. And I can just notice it. I can have compassion for it. Like, this was hard. You learned growing up a scarcity mindset. It makes sense that that scarcity mindset came up while you were raising your children. And when I notice it come up now, I can have compassion and I can say, Lisa, it's okay. It's okay that that was your experience. And also notice your evolvement over time. I've done a lot of work on my money mindset and the scarcity mindset over the years, and I've definitely evolved over time. And so that's good. I can even look at that and have compassion for my efforts. And I can say, you know what? Maybe you did have that scarcity mindset and your kids learned it or they observed it when they were being raised. And now they get to observe you with this different mindset. They get to observe you with this evolvement and your efforts to learn a different way of thinking about money. So that's one of my many, many stories. This podcast would be extremely long if I was to share with you all the different times that this critical voice has shown up in motherhood. But I hope the takeaway for you will be today this. If you notice the self-critical voice showing up and telling you things about yourself and the way you raised your kids or what you didn't do right, how you did things wrong, you get to notice it. Obviously, there may be situations where amends need to be made. It depends on the situation, but also being able to move to compassion for yourself and that younger part of you that was struggling with whatever it is. My call to action for you this week is to notice the different voices that maybe show up or the different parts of you and just to be curious about them and see if you can move to some compassion for those parts of yourself that maybe you've judged or maybe you didn't like so much in the past. That's all I have for you today. I will see you next week on the podcast. If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.